matchups. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. One of the tighter-than-expected races in the midterm election cycle is for the governor's seat in New York, where incumbent Kathy Hochul is locked in a close contest with the Republican nominee, Congressman Lee Zeldin.
I didn't come here to make history. I came here to make a difference. I came here to make a difference in your lives. I'm here to fight for you.
Zeldin, however, says Hochul isn't doing enough about crime in the state.
She doesn't articulate why it is that we lead the entire country in population loss. So when you see pro-criminal laws that are getting passed and not rolled back, like cashless bail, you have district attorneys refusing to enforce the law and letting violent criminals run free. Our law enforcement isn't being supported.
Congressman Zeldin on Fox News Live. And one last debate tonight in the rematch for Georgia governor.
Just 1 week from Election Day, Georgia's Republican governor Brian Kemp and Democrat challenger Stacey Abrams, a former state lawmaker, are set for a final debate. Kemp narrowly defeated Abrams 4 years ago. The Republican governor withstood a primary challenge this year from former Senator David Perdue, who had the backing of former President Trump. The Fox News Power Rankings rate the race as lean Republican in the state narrowly won by President Biden 2 years ago. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaks out about the violent attack on her husband in their California home.
In a letter to members of Congress, Speaker Pelosi said her husband, Paul Pelosi, had surgery to repair a skull fracture and had other serious injuries to his right arm and hands. Here's what she wrote. A violent man broke into our family home, demanded to confront me, and brutally attacked my husband, Paul. Our children, our grandchildren, and I are heartbroken and traumatized by the life-threatening attack on our pop. We are grateful for the quick response of law enforcement and emergency services and for their life-saving medical care.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Week 8 in the NFL featured the final game of the season to be played in London and other key matchups.
Russell Wilson shook off a slow start to finally look like himself, leading the Broncos to a 21-17 win over the Jaguars in London. The Eagles get to 7-0 for the first time since 2004, blowing out the Steelers 35-13. The Cowboys keep pace in the NFC East 49-29 over the Bears. The Vikings are 6-1. They beat the Cardinals 34-26. The Falcons 37, Panthers 34 in overtime. In the AFC, the Patriots win their 13th straight over the Jets 22-17. The Dolphins dropped the Lions 31-27. At halftime of that game, the Lions announced that they'll unveil an 8-foot bronze statue of Barry Sanders before next season, and the Raiders continue to be confounding. They are shut out in New Orleans 24-0. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And you may be ready to party this Halloween, but what about your pets?
There are plenty of hazards facing your animals on Halloween. If you've got glow sticks, the Pet Poison Helpline says don't let your animals bite them. The fluid that makes them glow can also make your pet retch. Don't give them Halloween treats like chocolate or candy and gum that contain xylitol. The American Veterinary Medical Association warns those are both poisonous. If your pet may not like the strangers trick-or-treating at the front door, you'll probably want to keep your animal in a back room with the door closed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Thanksgiving is less than a month away, with a holiday tradition launching this week.
The folks at Butterball are already getting ready to help those with Thanksgiving turkey questions. The 2022 Butterball Turkey Talk Line opens on Tuesday and runs through December. This is the 41st year for the talk line, which was started by six home economists who worked the phones that holiday season to answer turkey cooking questions. And since then, the talk line has grown to more than 50 experts answering more than 100,000 questions from the U.S. and Canada.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.